Okay, we're gonna call the meeting to order. If we could stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we need a motion tonight to nominate someone for the office of school board president.
Make a motion to nominate Mr. Barber.
I'll second that.
Okay. Okay, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Any other nominations for a school board president?
Yeah, do that before.
Yeah, so then before that, that's right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, before the vote.
Before the vote, right.
That's okay.
Right. Okay, what was I supposed to say?
Before the vote.
Oh, open and vote.
You have to vote to nominate first.
Okay.
And then vote.
Okay. So we're okay with that?
Yep, we're good.
All right, okay.
Yep.
Are there any other nominations? Okay, motion to close the nominations for board president?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Those in favor of closing nominations for board president?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried. Okay.
Congratulations, Mr. Barber.
Reflecting your patience.
We're gonna double it this year.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. So now I need to give you the oath of office.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I'll meet you down in the corner here.
We just did this, didn't we?
Yes, we did, not that long ago.
I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of school board president.
The duties of the office of school board president.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you for reading those in short pieces.
Yeah, we could have just did some sign and put your address in there.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna turn the meeting over to you.
Thank you. Do we have any motions to appoint someone for the vice president's seat for the coming year?
I'd like to make a motion to appoint Mike Rock.
Second. Second?
Yeah.
Mr. Hoagland? Do we have any other motions for the appointment of the vice president's slot?
I'd like to nominate James Brooks.
Motion for James Brooks. Do we have a second?
A second.
Second, Roxanne Waters. Have any other nominations? Okay, hearing none, we'll vote on the first motion, which was the motion to appoint Mr. Rock to the position of vice president. Can we have a show of hands, all those in favor?
No, no.
One, two, three, four, five. So do we proceed with the show of hands for the next nominee?
Yes.
Okay. Can we have a show of hands for the nomination for Mr. Brooks for the position of vice president? One, two, three, four.
Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you.
All that extra thing. Yes, you get that as well.
Cup of coffee.
Now we need a motion to approve the following appointments. Is there anyone opposed to me reading these together? This would be item C. School district clerk, school physician. Okay.
Can I go one with the close postmaster since I work there?
I'll skip that and we'll come back after. So we need a motion to appoint Ms. Kimberly Manny as school district clerk for the 2017-2018 school year. Whitehall Family Medicine as a school physician for the 2017-2018 school year. Mrs. Kristen Aubin as extracurricular accounts treasurer for the 17-18 school year. Ms. Kimberly Manny as records retention and disposition officer for the 17-18 school year. Ms. Kimberly Manny as records access officer for the 17-18 school year. Jenkins, Beecher, and Bethel LLP as independent auditors for the district for the 2017-18 school year. The Whitehall Times as the official newspaper for the 2017-2018 school year. Gervin Ferlazio as school attorneys for the 17-18 school year. Mrs. Kristen Aubin of the position of school district treasurer for the 17-18 school year. Superintendent of schools to the position of deputy treasurer for the 17-18 school year. Mrs. Nancy Brooke Smith to the position of tax collector for the 17-18 school year. And Ms. Joyce Leifert to the position of internal claims auditor for the 17-18 school year.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And we need a motion to appoint Glens Falls National Bank as the official depository for school funds for the 17-18 school year.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hoagland. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? One. Carried. Now we have to administer oaths of office to the vice president, the district clerk, treasurer, and tax collector.
So I will do the tax collector and the treasurer at another time because they're not here.
Okay.
But you can do myself and Mr. Rock.
Okay.
I have them here for you.
Start down there.
I'm going to read the whole thing. Can you repeat after me, please?
I can.
I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of School Board.
And that I will.
District Clerk.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the school district.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I think you got the most work out of those recent appointments.
All right, sir. Can you repeat after me? I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of School Board Vice President.
And I'll faithfully discharge the office of the duties of the Office of Vice President of School Board.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, we're down to authorizations for items requiring board action. We need a motion to approve the following authorizations. Authorization of blanket bonding of the treasurer, tax collector, extracurricular accounts treasurer, and bank courier. Authorization of the school business manager and or superintendent to sign purchase orders. Authorization to establish a petty cash fund for the treasurer in the amount of $100. Authorization for the school business manager to invest the funds of the district. And authorization for the business manager to pay in advance of audit claims for public utility services, postage and freight, and express charges, also invoices which take advantage of cash discounts.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second, Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Board meeting dates. We need a motion to establish dates, times for regular meetings of the Board of Education for the 17-18 fiscal year. Do I need to read all these? Great. There
so
a motion
moved.
To accept the dates and times for the Board of Education meetings.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second. Yeah.
Second by Mr. Hoagland. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. Do we have any visitor comments on the present agenda items for our organizational meeting?
Not yet.
None? Okay.
I said not yet.
I would like to ask for a motion to adjourn to executive session for the purpose of medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Rock. Second by Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I'm going to try to keep it at about 10, maybe 15 minutes.
Okay.
Let me go past the...
No.
Okay.